With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. DOGE is reporting more than 6,000 illegals paroled into the U.S. by Joe Biden had criminal records or were on the FBI's Terrorist Screening Center watch list. Bob Agnew reports.
On its X account, DOGE reports among the 6,300 paroled aliens with criminal or terrorist records, all obtained Social Security numbers, 905 collecting Medicaid, including four on the terrorist watch list. For that alone, some $276,000 was paid out. 41 collected unemployment insurance, receiving $42,000 in benefits. 22 received federal student loans totaling $280,000. 409 received tax refunds, and an undetermined number were awarded food stamps. Bob Agner reporting.
Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick says the exemption of electronic devices from recently announced tariffs is not permanent. In an interview with ABC's This Week, Lutnick said while phones, computers, and chips are exempt from the tariffs, they won't be exempt from semiconductor tariffs that are coming soon. He went on to say these types of products are vital to U.S. national security, and it's a security risk for them not to be manufactured domestically. He confirmed the tariffs on pharmaceuticals will also be announced separately. President Trump says that he joins with Christians celebrating Holy Week.
In a presidential message released by the White House, Donald Trump said this week is a time of reflection for Christians to memorialize Jesus' crucifixion and to prepare for his miraculous resurrection. The president did not attend Palm Sunday services here in Florida, but the White House has planned Holy Week events in the run-up to Easter. The president also said his administration is committed to defending the Christian faith in the public square, safeguarding the right to religious liberty, and upholding the dignity of life. Greg Clugston traveling with the president in West Palm Beach, Florida.
This is SRN News. Holy Week is here, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
It started with Palm Sunday, commemorating Jesus' triumphant arrival in Jerusalem. Some Christian denominations mark each day in some fashion, but most single out Maundy Thursday in honor of the Last Supper, and of course Good Friday, marking the day that Christ was crucified. It all culminates with Easter Sunday, when most of the 2.4 billion Christians on earth will celebrate the resurrection. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
More pro-life legislation advancing at the state level. The Kansas legislature has overridden Democrat Governor Laura Kelly's veto of a bill to require that child support payments cover unborn babies. The measure also grants an income tax break for pregnancy. In Florida, lawmakers are advancing a measure that would permit parents to seek civil damages for the wrongful death of an unborn baby. So far, 17 states have adopted laws that give children in the womb the same rights as all other American citizens. This is SRN News. A judge relaxes a ban on DOGE's access to U.S. Treasury information. Lisa Dwyer has more.
The judge now says that one DOGE worker, Ryan Wunderly, can access sensitive payment and data systems if he completes a training that Treasury employees typically go through before being granted such access, and if Wunderly submits a financial disclosure report. The judge put the ban in place 2 months ago in response to a lawsuit brought by 19 Democratic state attorneys general, who sued over privacy issues amid DOGE's assertion that it was working to modernize Treasury payment systems. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In the Dominican Republic, several more deaths following last week's roof collapse at a nightclub. Authorities now place the death toll at 226. More than 200 were injured, 14 still hospitalized, several of them in serious to critical condition. More details at srnnews.com.